Since the beginning of the year, parents and legislators have used the phrase developmentally inappropriate as a kind of mantra when debating Common Core.
The content is inappropriate for some students.
Their developmental appropriateness.
High and age appropriate.
It is not grade appropriate. Everybody knows that.
No, not everybody knows that, but a lot of people have heard it. I've even relied on those phrases when reporting on the debate. The problem, though, is that the conversation usually stops there. It's rare for parents or legislators to elaborate. So I turned to Nancy Carlson Page to get her input. She's an early education expert at Lesley University.
Fact of the matter is, the Common Core standards overall are not appropriate for young children.
Her distinction is young children. Many of the content and child development experts I talked with had some problems with Common Core, but they didn't cast them off entirely as flawed. They pointed to specific standards, especially in kindergarten and first grade.
You wouldn't want to require children to count to 100, which is what one of the standards does. It's actually ridiculous.
Carlson Page is talking about a math standard for kindergartners. They have to know how to count to 100 by ones and tens.
Counting is something you could memorize. You could just say the names, right? But it doesn't mean you understand numbers.
She says some of the standards in the early grades are just too rigid.
You could say almost silly in the sense that they're decontextualized from children and from understanding child development.
And without that understanding, she says kids are expected to know things they simply aren't ready for, which can make them feel inadequate.
Confused, they feel scared, they feel stupid, something that's not good.
Sam Meisels describes those same scenarios. He's a childhood development expert at the University of Nebraska. He has a problem with a kindergarten standard that requires students to read and understand emergent texts.
It's unrealistic to have an expectation about all young children being able to read.
Meisels points out that most third and fourth graders are struggling to read. He says some standards are sky high, even praiseworthy, but that doesn't mean they're all reasonable.
My problem is that these standards, which are meant to be benchmarks, which are meant to inform us about what children can learn, can be made into thresholds.
Meaning that if you don't meet the threshold, you're failing. Some experts told me that the standards introduced too much too quickly for younger students and then later slowed down in the older grades, particularly in math. But there are many researchers who completely disagree with that characterization and that well-worn phrase, developmentally inappropriate.
I would say the standards are quite definitely developmentally appropriate.
Jeer Cunfrey is a math education professor at NC State. She helped work on the Common Core standards and validated them along with a small group of experts across the nation. She says they made sure the standards are internationally competitive.
If somebody's saying these standards are not developmentally appropriate, well, kids all over the world in other high-performing countries are able to learn these ideas. So are people suggesting that our kids in the United States are dumber?
She also criticizes claims about the early math standards being too rigid. She says teachers should look at them in the context of other standards and real-world models.
Supposing I asked you what 11 plus 2 is, what would you say?
13.
13. Supposing I told you I was talking about meeting you 2 hours after 11 a.m., what time would we meet?
1 p.m.
1 p.m. So is 11 plus 2 equal 13, or does 11 plus 2 equal 1? The context that you do mathematics in matters.
Here's another example. Remember that kindergarten standard some experts hate, the one that requires students to count to 100? Well, Cunfrey says it's not fair to criticize that goal without looking to a related standard that encourages students to understand place value. She says the standards are carefully crafted and organized, but also admits they're not perfect.
These standards are adaptable. They can be changed. As we developed them, we knew that. And so the question is, does it merit throwing the whole thing out? Or do you go to work on checking based on real data and expert knowledge and teachers' experience and then adjust them appropriately as you need to?
Cunfrey says implementing the standards takes time and is a work in progress. She argues that phrases like developmentally inappropriate have become empty slogans in a political campaign to get rid of Common Core. It's still unclear if North Carolina will dramatically transform the math and English goals or decide to tweak some things here and there. Either way, any changes in the standards will mean changes in the classroom, not to mention more time and resources. Since 2010, North Carolina has invested tens of millions of dollars into rolling out Common Core. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.